You've seen examples of the acting out cycle for two different students in high school, and they have some things in common. Both Ava and Sam are kind students who are liked by their peers, yet both struggle in the classroom under certain conditions. They're capable of disrupting the classroom in ways that can interfere with their educational progress and their peers' educational progress. They are really different in where their issues come from and what their strengths are. So Ava is academically strong. She's outgoing. She's competitive. She's fun-loving. She really likes to stand out. Where Sam, by contrast, is pretty quiet. He is not as academically strong, or maybe it's not academic strength so much as his struggles with executive function, which impact his academic engagement and performance and maybe contribute to a little anxiety. And the triggers for these students correspond to those differences. Ava really struggles moving from a place where she can show off her strengths to one in which she has less access to peers. Where for Sam, he's concerned about not looking dumb or out of touch in front of his peers. It's not necessarily about the difficulty of the task, but if he doesn't know how to initiate the task or where to start, or he missed the instructions, that's where his issues are. So for both students, it's not so much about the task, it's about different features of the environment. As their behavior escalates through acceleration, agitation, and peak, there are some similarities and some differences. Ava tended to engage peers, while Sam withdrew from everybody. He's just quietly in his seat, sort of in his own head, dealing with the difficulty of the trigger. Yet both students ultimately lose their cool by the time they get to the peak stage. They're yelling and using profanity. Ava takes a little bit further. She's a little bigger in her personality, and she runs out of the room, slamming the door behind her, while Sam stays in his seat, probably wanting to just shrink into invisibility. Once the peak stage passes for each of these students, we see them in de-escalation. And both Ava and Sam appear relatively withdrawn and kind of worn out, which is normal. Both students complete the debriefing form readily during this de-escalation phase and do some things to start to restore the environment. They're cooperative with that. In recovery, there are some differences here, again, just related to these students' characteristics and behavioral tendencies, and also their sensitivities or their triggers. Ava, she's tough, she's competitive, and she's not giving as much in the recovery debriefing conversation with Ms. Harris, though she's definitely participating. She's definitely doing what she needs to do. And by engaging with the conversations, shows that she's interested in finding solutions. But she's still kind of saving face a little bit, even while she's reconnecting with Ms. Harris and accepting responsibility and problem solving. Sam, on the other hand, almost seems relieved to be having this conversation so that he can finally share what he needs. He's very open and forthcoming and solutions oriented, and clearly is highly motivated to make sure that next time he doesn't have to find himself in this position of not knowing how to get started without calling himself out. And Ms. Harris does a really nice job connecting with each of them on their level and just making sure it's really clear to them how she feels about them and that she still cares about them and wants the best for them in her classroom, which is very important. So ultimately, Ms. Harris has learned things about each student through these acting out cycles that will help her individualize her responses to their behavior. There are common features of strategies for responding to behavior based on various stages of the escalation cycle, but she's going to be equipped to select the right ones and deliver them in ways that are best for these different students.